William Makepeace Thackeray wove many of his own experiences into his greatest work, Vanity Fair. A satirical story of English society set against the backdrop of the Napoleonic War, it was published in monthly instalments during 1847 to 48. The novel intertwines the fortunes of two women and describes the social manoeuvring, morality, gender roles and class barriers of the Regency period. In Rebecca Becky Sharp, Thackeray created one of literature's most memorable characters. Independent, strong-willed, amoral and manipulative, she refuses to follow the roles and rules of early 19th century Britain. Becky Sharp does things her own way. In contrast, her friend Amelia Sedley is everything a young woman should be. Polite, sentimental and devoted. When Amelia's brother, Joss, leaves a note rejecting Becky as a possible wife, Amelia is truly upset for her friend.
It was the death warrant. All was over. Amelia did not dare to look at Rebecca's pale face and burning eyes, but she dropped the letter into her friend's lap and got up and went upstairs to her room and cried her little heart out.
Becky takes a position as governess at Queen's Crawley, which is owned by the crude, lecherous Sir Pitt Crawley. Before long, she marries his youngest son, Rawdon Crawley. They live an extravagant lifestyle in Paris and London, despite having no income.
How to live well on nothing a year. Some 3 or 4 years after his stay in Paris, when Rawdon Crawley and his wife were established in a very small, comfortable house in Curzon Street, Mayfair, there was scarcely one of the numerous friends who they entertained at dinner that did not ask the above question regarding them.
When Amelia's husband dies in battle, she is left with a young son and memories of her marriage. Becky too loses her husband, but for different reasons. A chance meeting reunites Becky with Amelia and her brother Joss, who remains gullible. Becky has plans for them all, but can she be trusted? Major William Dobbin, loyal family friend, makes his views clear.
That little devil brings mischief wherever she goes, the mayor said disrespectfully. Who knows what sort of a life she's been leading, and what business she has here, abroad and alone. Don't tell me about persecutors and enemies. An honest woman always has friends and is never separated from her family.
Standing quietly in the background throughout, Dobbin remains the one true gentleman in the novel. Awkward, modest, Dobbin has courage, emotional intelligence, and a strong sense of duty. He loves Amelia, but believes her to be weak. After many years of devotion, he finally speaks his mind.
No, you are not worthy of the love which I have devoted to you. Amelia stood scared and silent as William thus suddenly broke the chain by which she held him and declared his independence and superiority. He had placed himself at her feet so long that the poor little woman had been accustomed to trample upon him. She didn't wish to marry him, but she wished to keep him. She wished to give him nothing, but that he should give her all. It is a bargain not unfrequently levied in love.
Vanity Fair was the first work published by Thackeray under his own name. He used the subtitle too, A Novel Without a Hero. In the moral maze of his masterpiece, none of the characters are without flaws. The critics loved it. Even the upper class, who Thackeray satirised in Vanity Fair, hailed his novel as a work of genius, and it brought him celebrity and prosperity.